finishing 11th.
Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with Jocelyn Bostic and Coach Jason Waterman. Congratulations, second place.
Yes, sir.
That is school history.
Yes, yes. It's the previous best finish was sixth, I think, by a 1991 or 92 team. Yeah.
And have we had anybody finish 11th in state or higher before?
No, Jocelyn is the best place finisher as a Centralia girl cross country runner, and has the record now for at the state course for Centralia. Yeah.
Ms. Jocelyn, where was your mind while you were running the 5 kilometer today?
Basically, just trying to stay in the top 10 and just finishing the best that I could, really.
How many of those other 10 runners had you ran against before, ma'am?
I've ran against the Southern Boone girls, and then most of the girls from my district were also in the top 10.
Yeah. Tell us about the mental game, the networking between the six of you ladies running on that course and just building up to this moment, the support.
They've always just ran together at practice and things like that, and really have got a feel of how each other run, and they mimic each other like that, and they listen, and they compete.
From Herculaneum High School, Keith.
Tell us about it, Jocelyn.
I think the girls are really close, and we all just like to have fun with each other, and I think that's what makes us run for each other.
Yeah.
Was there any particular part in the course where you found yourself going, yeah?
mostly like the second lap, because it's longer, and like whenever in like the back stretch with no one's back there, but you just have to be near people to push you along the way.
The first half mile or so, was it tough with the big scrum? I mean, what was there, 147 runners or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it started off really fast, and then there was like this, the first like five group was up there, and I knew I had to get up with them, so I just tried my best to get out fast.
Is this going to build any confidence for you for the track season this year, ma'am?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely hope so. From Father Tolton High School. So what's next for CHS Cross Country, sir?
Well, we're probably, I try to give them advice to take a week off or so, even if they're in a winter sport, maybe just watch basketball practice, but they've already been doing that, so, right. But, and then we'll start Polar Panthers, and I try to put in some miles every other day with them over the winter, and then hopefully we're in shape, ready to compete for track.
We are almost done. Coach, who's coming back for the ladies next year?
It'll be Shelby Lewis. She'll be a senior. Riley Palmer, she'll be a senior. Kennedy Moss, she'll be a sophomore. She'll be a freshman if she's coming back. Right?
Jocelyn, and you've said, I believe, that you have plans for college basketball in some form?
Yep, maybe also cross country, maybe dual sporting.
Just depends on where it's at.
Yep, pretty much.
Right. Thank you, ma'am. We're about done, Coach. Tell us about the boys today.
Boys did great. So they had a lot of good PRs. JR set the same as Jocelyn there. JR set the school record for Centralia boy at a state meet. And then he just missed medaling. He got 28th, I believe. All right, and we haven't had a state medalist since Nathan Sims in 2016. So, I mean, it's there. JR is just a sophomore, so he still has two more years. I mean, Jocelyn didn't medal until her junior and now senior year as well. So I try to tell him it's still there. The boys have been – if you want to talk about kids that run together, that even at practice, every meet, every practice, that's how they got here in the third place at districts, and then they finished seventh place here, is because they ran, they don't give a lot of points in between each runner, right? They're back to back, or like just one or two kids in between them to make the points very minimal. They were scheduled to get 8th to 10th today in all the mock meets that I did, and they got 7th, so they overachieved again there as well, right? We were looking at 4th at districts, they got 3rd. We were looking at 8th to 10th here at state, they got 7th. So I mean, we're only losing one boy, Landon Moss, who's a senior this year. Everyone else will be back, and so hopefully brighter future to come next year.
Thank you, Coach Jason Waterman. It's always a pleasure.